Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. I'm Sarah Avery of Sarah Avery Legal Practice. I'm recording this podcast on the traditional lands of the Ngunnawal, Ngunnawal and Ngambri people, and I pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And in particular, I acknowledge that this week is NAIDOC week and that sovereignty was never ceded. In recognition of NAIDOC week, I'll be talking about that instead of a strictly legal topic, and because NAIDOC week is such an important event, I'll be talking a little bit about what it is, and I'll also be pointing you to one very important legal decision that I've talked about a little bit before, and I want to give you the opportunity to have a look at it for yourself. So a bit later, I'll be pointing you towards the Mabo decision and where you might be able to find that. For anyone needing a bit of a primer on what NAIDOC week is, every year there is a special week where recognition is given to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in our community. It's usually held in the first week of July, and it runs from a Sunday to Sunday. So this year it is from the 4th to the 11th of July 2021. So this podcast is coming out almost smack bang in the middle of it. So the theme for NAIDOC Week 2021 is Heal Country. And NAIDOC Week celebrates the history, culture and achievements of Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people. It's celebrated by all Australians. There are a lot of events on all over Australia for NAIDOC Week. If you want to find some near you, naidoc.org.au, that's naidoc.org.au, has a list of events on. Now, there is a poster competition every year for NAIDOC Week, and the poster this year was created by Maggie Jean Douglas, and it's titled Care for Country. And if you search for Care for Country or NAIDOC Week 2021, you will definitely see this vibrant artwork. Copies are also available from the website for download. And printed copies can be obtained from the National Indigenous Australians Agency Regional Network offices. There are also quite a swathe of awards given out during NAIDOC Week, and that happens on a national basis, but also for local areas. And it's very likely that if you do a Google, you will see some of the awards given out near you. In addition to providing awards and recognition to Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people, those awards are primarily given within communities. There are a lot of things that other Australians who are not Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people can do during NAIDOC Week to do something meaningful. One of the things that we can do is find out whose land we live, work, play, and dream upon. And one of the ways you can do that is by looking at a map by IATSIS, A-I-A-T-S-I-S, Map of Indigenous Australia. There is also an app called Welcome to Country, and you can find out whose country you're on at any given time. It's really excellent to be able to understand and connect with the oldest living culture in the land. Now, in case you're wondering what IATSIS stands for, it's the Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies. It's headquartered in Canberra. And in addition to IATSIS and the resources you can find on their website, particularly the Map of Indigenous Australia, there are a lot of other things that you can do that are very meaningful. There are causes that you can donate to, and there are also businesses that you can support. And if you want to find Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander owned businesses, things like art, media, and other services, products, but also things like supply chain and all sorts of businesses, you can have a look at the following places. First of all is Black Business. So that's www.blackblakbusiness.com.au. And the other is Trading Black. That's www.tradingblackblak.com. I was about to say AU. So these are just two places you can go and look at Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander owned businesses. If you want to donate to First Nations causes in Australia, I would highly encourage you to jump on board Facebook. Have a look at the Australian Council of Social Service, that's ACOSS, A-C-O-S-S. Today, which is Monday the 5th, when I'm recording this podcast, but it'll come to you on the 7th, they've put out a post about NAIDOC Week, and they have provided a spreadsheet of various First Nations causes that you can donate to. So they have a big Google document, and just a few things from this are the Aboriginal Legal Service of ACT in New South Wales. And I know I've spoken to you about that service before and absolutely how interesting it is and how important it is, moreover. It's a service that has been around for a long, long time and has been very successful, which is why it's so interesting and inspiring. But also, it is absolutely critical for making sure that Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people have culturally appropriate representation in court, because we know that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are grossly overrepresented in the justice system. There are also some family-run causes such as Justice for Tanya Day and Justice for David Dungay. So these are two examples of many, many, which are so heartbreaking, where families of people who were killed in custody or died in custody are seeking justice. Sometimes they're seeking fundraising to help them get to and from coronial hearings and things like that. So it's really critical that the families are able to be at court and to understand what findings are made and to really advocate for not just the person that they've lost, but for the safety, well-being and justice within the entire community. There's also an organisation called Pay the Rent. It's a scheme organised by First Nations and non-First Nations people. Pay the Rent, that is looking at paying reparations on a voluntary basis because sovereignty was never ceded and we are all living on land that has been in the preserve of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, depending on where you're living, all around Australia. And we know that colonisation, deprived people of land on which they lived and thrived. There are also a bunch of other really excellent projects and causes. The last one I'll mention is Change the Record. This is an organization that is extremely well organized and well run. It aims to address the root causes of Indigenous incarceration, so people being in jail, and it works to prevent imprisonment. So they're really important organizations, but there are so many on that excellent spreadsheet. Now, I also said that because it's NAIDOC week, I'll point you in the direction of a really important judgment. Before I send you running for that judgment, I'd also like to point you to another resource about the Mabo decision. If you look at the webpage for the National Museum of Australia, that's nma.gov.au, and you search on there for Mabo, you will see that even though it's quite old, it's super informative. On the 30th of May 2012, a small talk was recorded, Mabo 20 years on, a celebration, and there were people at that time who were speaking about the meaning of the decision and what it meant 20 years on, and there are people speaking there, including Gail Mabo and Aunty Agnes Shea, and you can listen to that. It goes for 36 minutes or about 37. It's well worth a listen. And if you're not into listening anymore because you're all podcasted out, you can read the transcript there. But I did say I'd point you to the Mabo decision so that you can have a look at it for yourself. So that is what I will do next. Because this podcast aims to make the law accessible to everyone, I'm going to point you to the Ostley decision. or the Ostley record of the decision. So if you Google Mabo and others against Queensland number 2, and then in square brackets 1992 close square brackets HCA space 23, you will probably come up with the Ostley record for Mabo. I will also pop it in the notes about this show. So Mabo against Queensland number 2, known as the Mabo case. The reason I'm saying this makes it accessible to everyone is that you might not know, but legal decisions, important ones, are reported in private law reports. By private, I mean anyone can buy them, but you have to buy them. So the medium neutral citation, the ones with the HCA, sort of kind of like the plain text version of a decision name, they are things that are available on the internet. They're often available on the court's own website or Ostley or other free sources. So if you want to look for this decision, I'll say it again. If you do square brackets, 1992, close square brackets, a little space, HCA, a little space, 23, you should come up with it. Have a look. It might be a bit wordy and a bit tricky to understand, but some of the really important things are easy to understand, including the history that the court gives about colonization of Australia. And actually some really good information about the Murray Islands, the biggest of which is Mare, also known as Murray Island. And it's absolutely critical that we try and build our knowledge about where Torres Strait Islander people live in Australia and what the meaning of their land is to them, what it means to the thriving of their culture and their spirituality and their well-being. And the same goes for Aboriginal communities all around Australia. We don't naturally know or understand the religions involved. We can't assume that we do, and it's something that we need to make a bit more effort with, because we can't just assume that we know everything. We don't. If we haven't been exposed to it and we haven't actively sought to understand, how can we possibly? So having a look at this judgment will give you a bit of background that you might not otherwise have, even though it's a really old judgment now. It's super, super important. There are still things that we can learn from what the High Court was up to in 1992. And a lot of the issues that the court looked at are still really live issues today. So this brings us to the end of the NAIDOC Week podcast. I'm not an expert, but I'm trying to learn and share the learning that I've done with you. I would really encourage you to be active in learning more about Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people in Australia. As you know, there is not one monolithic group of First Nations people in Australia. There are hundreds of different cultures. And while we can't probably know in great depth all of them, I think one really easy and important thing that we could all do is learn more about the people who are the custodians of the land that we live and work upon. So I could encourage you to download the Welcome to Country app, which will help you with that, or to have a look at the IATSIS map of Indigenous Australia. Thank you again for listening to this podcast, and I hope you're able to take some action this NAIDOC week. I'm Sarah Avery of Sarah Avery Legal Practice.